So here's what it says in God's word. I'm going to share with you a prophetic word tonight. I'm going to tell you that depression is a thought disorder, or you can say a mental disorder. A lot of people, we want to coax them, we want to pat them on the back, we want to coddle them. Some just want something out of somebody, and not doing it because it's a spiritual help, physical. They attack people that are weak. They attack people that are weak. Amen? I've seen that down through the years, especially in the churches. There were those that attack people in the weak like a wild animal. Animals go after those that are weak. And that's what we see. But thank God tonight. Amen. I said that we're not weak, but we are strong. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we don't have to attack the weak tonight. That's all people can do. Nobody else wants them, so they go to the weak and they tell them the story, and they want them to tell them a story because they're not interested in the spiritual man. They're interested in the natural man. But thank God tonight. For 45 years, we've been telling people the story and the good news. And the good news is that the depression is a thought disorder. It's a thought disorder. But here's what the Word of God says. God has to correct your thinking. Amen. Only one person, the psychiatrist, cannot correct your thinking. They can give you all kinds of medication, but that is not going to correct your thinking. Amen. When Abraham, in Genesis 22, and it says the Lord tried him. The Lord tempted him. God tempts nobody with evil. But the Lord, it said, tempted him. He tried Abraham in Genesis 22. And it says that he told his servants that went with him. He said, we are going to be coming back. I'm going up to offer my son as a sacrifice, but we are going to come back. So depression leads us into a state of loneliness and isolation. That's what depression does. Some people feel lonely, all right, because it's depression. And they need to be delivered from the depression and the oppression that they're in. We think about the problem more than who the provider is. I said, we think about the problem more than who the provider is. I'll tell you a third time. We think about the problem more than who the provider is. A lot of people say they love God, but they don't know that God is their provider. When you honor the Lord, God will honor you because he's your provider. Mention offering and people get depressed. I said they get depressed. Man, that spirit of depression hits them. And as I told you, it is a mental disorder that people have, because they listen to the lie of Satan, to the lie of the devil, that God's trying to keep them from something from them if they honor God and they're giving. You see, the Lord told Adam and Eve that there's one tree in the garden that belongs to God. They can have everything else. God claims one part of what you have. That's all. He claims only one part of what you have. I'll tell you that again. God only claims one part. And the devil says, well, God's trying to keep something from you, because if you eat of that tree, it says you're going to be like God. He don't want you to be in that place. You see, he's lying to people. And he's still lying to people today that God's trying to keep something from them. So being they listened to the lie of the devil, they became depressed. They got mental disorder. Who are you going to believe? Are you going to believe God? Are you going to believe in the situation around you and what's going on in the economy and what's happening in the world? If you're looking at what's happening in the world, you definitely going to be depressed. You definitely are going to have a mental disorder. Amen. I'm going to tell you the way it is tonight, all right? It says in Acts the 10th chapter that Jesus went about healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Can you get that for us, Kevin? Mm-hmm. Acts the 10th chapter, Jesus went about healing all, so there was depression in Jesus' day. There was a lie of the devil in Jesus' day, and that's why people are oppressed, And this is why when Abraham went up the mountain to offer up his son said, Dad, where is the sacrifice? Do you know what Abraham said? The Lord is going to provide. Everyone say, the Lord is going to provide. You see, he wasn't oppressed by the circumstances. He wasn't oppressed by that. Where is the sacrifice, Dad? He said, don't worry, son. The Lord is going to provide the sacrifice. So how does that read in Acts 10?
Acts 10:38, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost.
He anointed him with the Holy Ghost. And what?
And with power.
And with what?
Power.
Power. You see, the devil wants to strip you of your power. And that's what he did with Adam and Eve. He stripped them of their power. They had power. They had dominion to rule, and they had dominion to reign. The Lord said to Adam, name the animals. Name the animals. Why did he say that? Because you're going to have dominion over that. That whatever you claim, you're going to have power over it. Do we have power today? Are we able to claim what rightfully belongs unto us? Some people claim sickness. They claim poverty. They claim every lie of the devil that nothing good is going to happen. And that's what Abraham's son said. Where is the sacrifice? Where is the blessing? Amen. And Abraham said, the Lord is going to provide. Can you say amen? I'll tell you again, say the Lord is going to provide. In one way or another. If he has to take the 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he's going to bless it and break it. He's going to feed the multitude. Amen. You see, we read in the Bible where Elijah was depressed. In 1 Kings, the 19th chapter, he was depressed. He wanted to die. He goes underneath a juniper tree. He wasn't afraid of Jezebel. He thought he failed God. Amen. He thought he failed God because Jezebel, the backslidden church, didn't listen to what Elijah said. All right? Calls down fire from heaven. Miracles are wrought. And what does Jezebel say? I'm going to kill Elijah. I'm going to kill that prophet. That's the same thing with Jesus Christ. Why'd they crucify him? He didn't do anything wrong. Jesus said they hated me without a cause. They had no reason to hate Jesus, but yet people hated him. And it's the same thing in the world today. If you do good, people are going to hate you. You're not going to change people. Because if you do good like Jesus did, he said, without any reason, for no cause, they hated me and they crucified Jesus Christ. So we're not perfect.